One thing I learned early was how to move in faith. I made a lot of mistakes, but saw a lot of miracles because of faith, because of operating under faith. He saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them, and they were washing their nets. He entered one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now, the Lord didn't tell him just to launch out into the deep. He said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. I'm not calling you to launch out into the deep for naught. Launch out there because I have a draught. I have something waiting on you there. And don't just take one of your little flimsy nets. Let down your nets. See, here's where folk miss God's taking his limitations off. God says nets, and you take an old net. You take a fishing line. God said, bring your nets. And you bought your pole because your attitude bad. You going through. Well, just like Peter, but Peter was very pliable. What did Peter say? Peter said, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. We know this story well. Jesus said, nets with an S and drought or fishes. Peter said, net, and only because you said so. And the net broke. Your blessing is not dependent upon God's generosity. It's contingent upon your capacity for God's generosity, to receive it. I don't know what your experience has been. I know what it's like to be up. I know what it's like to be down. I know what it's like to be or feel forsaken. I know what it's like to have more than enough. I know all those emotions. I know that emotional roller coaster. But I have come to the conclusion that what God said is what's going to stand. What God said is what I fix my mind and my heart upon. Come hell or high water, come favor or, discouragement, come oppression, come whatever devil comes along, it don't matter. At the end is what God said. Are you hearing? But is your capacity such that you can weather the storms and stand firm and continue to believe and not just grab a fishing pole? Because you've been going through all night, you done told ain't got nothing yet. And now you're discouraged, so, okay, Lord, I'll get the pole out. Or are you still, get all the nets. If all the fishermen were there, and somebody's face, hey, everybody get your nets. Come on. Jesus said, launch out into the deep. I believe every net would have been full. When Jesus went by the pool Bethesda, is that correct? And that was that where the man was laying. Am I correct? Had been there for 38 years. 38 years. 38 years. That's almost a whole generation. Laying there, 38 years. I like what Peter and John said to the man at the gate of the temple. He was asking alms. Crippled, he was asking alms. And people were giving alms to him. I mean, you know, you see sometimes guys on the highway that have the little signs, will work for food. Some of them won't work for food. Or they're looking for change, you know. Some of them are just panhandlers, but some of them are genuine. They got trouble and they pushed way out there. And God touches your heart to give. But Peter set his eyes on Peter and John set his eyes on silver and gold we don't have. You know, I'm not saying that Peter and John were broke. I don't believe they were broke. I think they could have lived in a way where they didn't, you know, their faith was where they didn't need any money or anything. But I don't believe they were broke. Well, we ain't got no money, but we're gonna pray for you. See, I always tell people, think, no, you can have a pocket full of money. I'm still gonna pray for you. Because see, what did he say? Silver and gold have we not. In other words, what he was saying to the lame man, our silver and gold ain't going to change your life. Because I can give you 100, but you'll be out here tomorrow doing the same thing. And somebody else drops some change in there, and you'll be there the next week and the next week. But he said, such as we do have. What I got that's going to change your life. What I got that's going to get you out of that condition. What I got that's going to change you forever. Give I unto you. Look upon me. Boy, he locked his eyes on me and said, rise up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He grabbed him, pulled on him, and he jumped up leaping. He didn't need another coin dropped into his bucket. He needed deliverance. Man at the pool of Bethesda, 38 years. I want to ask you something. How long have you been dealing with an issue? Now somebody says, is my thorn in front? How long? Wait a minute. Sometimes it is a thorn. Sometimes God's going to make his strength perfect in your weakness sometimes. But sometimes it ain't a thorn. Sometimes it's stuff you just compromise with. You just stop believing God, for you just gave up the fight. The man, now I'm going to break something. I'll tell you, I know it's going to break. God showed me in my office. This thing going to break off of somebody. Let me use something here. I need a little prop. The man was laying there, and Jesus walked by. He said, would you be made whole? He said, well, I have no one when the water is troubled. And God used this at that particular time. Very unconventional, very unique. An angel will come down and trouble the water. The first ones in it will be healed. He said, somebody always gets in the water before me. I have no man. I have no man to put me in the water. My boss won't give me a raise. My income is fixed. I'm on a budget. I don't have any extra. I have no man. Interesting what Jesus said to him. Because you know, notice something about this particular story. Jesus didn't lay hands on him. He didn't lay hands on him. What he said to him, and this going to break that thing, that religious spirit that binds people, that blocks people. He said, take up your bed and walk. Think about it a moment. Interesting, he didn't say, arise, walk, and then take up your bed. It's kind of like God says this. He says, the evening and the morning were the first day. We say, whoa, wait a minute, God. Wait. It's the morning and the evening. No, God says, no. I see from a perspective of eternity. I see the end, and then we begin. The evening and the morning were the first day. In our finite, carnal, natural, limited perception, we see the beginning and then we look for the end. God sees the end already. And there is an end, because there wouldn't be no beginning except there were first an end. God never starts it without having already finished it. This is where we can rejoice. This is where your mind has to be set free. Jesus told the man, take up your bed and walk. Now, what is significant about that? The significance is, especially in that time, religious spirits, the law, religious thinking. It was the Sabbath. All right? It was the Sabbath. You didn't carry anything on the Sabbath, or they stone you. Hello? Reread the laws. You didn't pick up and carry stuff. No. You didn't walk but so long of a distance on the Sabbath. Come on, being bound. How many know Jesus was the end of that? But see, some people carry that over into the church. Yeah, people that walk in front of, if they knew this is a church, and some people walk in front of church, they put a cigarette out because they're in front of the church. And then light it up over by the car wash. Light it back up, you know. You'll be smoking in front of church. Look here. Jesus knew it wasn't the physical healing that what he needed was a change of mindset. He said, take up your bed. This man's crippled. Heal me first and then I'll take it up. Now Jesus said, see, like Jesus saw two boats. He wasn't asking the questions yet. He saw the boat he was going to get into. He acted in faith. He said, take up your bed. The moment the man went to grab the bed, something happened. And when he began to carry the bed on the Sabbath, he broke a mindset. See, sometimes it's your mindset. It's not God's generosity determining your blessing. God has already blessed you. It's your capacity to receive his generosity. Some of us on this Sunday need to take up our bed and begin to walk. Need to take up something in your life and say, you know what? This ain't binding me no more. The devil is a lie. I done listened to him long enough. I'm taking this thing up and I'm going to let God be God. I'm going to take the limits off of God. God is able and God is willing. He'll do just what he said he'll do. And sometimes it ain't. He's waiting on you. He's already generous. But you need to take up your bed. Stop talking about what's limiting you. Determining your mind, get in your mouth, this is not going to limit me anymore. I may start with $5, but I'm not stopping with $5. Genesis chapter 26, God told Isaac, go into Gerar in a time of famine. In a time where money was acting funny. See, that's the thing about God. He's very unconventional. He don't wait till everything's rosy. Then he shows up and says, I'm God. No, he wait till everything is messed up. He'll come to you in the whirlwind, in a tornado. Remember Elijah told Elisha, if you see me when I'm caught up, this mantle's going to fall on you. He stayed with him through Jericho, through the different places where Bethany, he had to follow him. But he said, now, if you see me, when this tornado, when this sandstorm starts, hello, somebody. When this sand starts to kick up, y'all know what a sandstorm is? A whirlwind. When the whirlwind came, when God came to get Elijah, a whirlwind. And you know, the first thing you do is guard your eyes. But he said, if you see me, if you got the wherewithal to keep your eyes on me in the midst of all this opposition, stuff trying to block your sight.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.